بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أما بعد، الحمد لله. Today is the 25th of July in the year 2021. And alhamdulillah, we moved on to the fifth session that we're going through the commentary of the glorious Surah Maryam radiallahu anha. And I've reached verse 13 of the blessed surah. So inshallah today, going through up to and including verse 15. So verse 13. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم And Hanan from us And Zaqah He was Taqiyya So again in context This is in reference to the Holy Prophet Yahya عليه الصلاة والسلام And Allah the Almighty and Glorious mentions three attributes of His He is Hanan He is Zaqah And He is Taqiyya So what do these three terms mean? In Ibn Jarir and Ibn Kathir's tafsir, Abdullah Ibn Abbas, he recited, وَحَنَانًا مِنْ لَدُنَّا And he was Hanan, means, this was a mercy from us. So Hanan, one meaning is, it's a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Ibn Kathir's tafsir, أَدَّحَاقْ عَدَدْ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ Mercy that no one would be able to give except us. Mercy that no one would be able to give except us. So not only was it a divine mercy, there was no other way that this could be given. It was a special divine mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Ibn Jarir, Ibn Kathir's tafsir, Qatada rahmatullah alayhi added, with it, Hanan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mercy on Zakariya. Alayhi salatu wasalam. With it, I Hanan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mercy on Zakariya. Alayhi salatu wasalam. So it was a special mercy upon his venerable father. Mujahid said in Ibn Jarir Ibn Kathir's tafsir, Hanan means this was gentleness from his Lord upon him. This was gentleness. From his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. So this is another meaning. And also, like I mentioned in the previous sessions, when Allah the Almighty and Glorious said in verse 7, Lam naj'al lahu min qablu samiyya, his name will be Yahya. On none by that name have we conferred distinction before. And this means that In Hebrew, Johannan, it means Jehovah has been gracious. So Johannan or Yahannan in Hebrew means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been gracious. Look how interesting. It's a sister language of Arabic. Yahannan and Hanan literally means that. It means Allah ta'ala or Jehovah has been gracious. So, This is what Hanan refers to. So in a nutshell, putting all that together, Hanan means a mercy from us. A mercy only possible from us. Gentleness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. Love with gentleness and affection. And Johannan, Jehovah has been gracious. And what's interesting is the Christians, they have adopted his kunyat. Yeah. So we believe he's Hanna. No doubt the Quran mentions that. But that's not his name. That's his kunyat. So John comes from Jahannan or Yahannan. So they've actually taken his kunyat. Like we say Abu Bakr, but that's not his name. So we accept that, John. But that is the westernized. So they've taken Yahannan. And they've made westernized it into John. But if we can actually give Dawood with that, we say, well, yes, we accept that. But do you know what John means? It means Jahannan. Because what does that mean? It means Jehovah has been gracious. And he goes, and in the Quran, he's called Hanan, which is literally the same thing. So not a kunyat, just like Idris. Idris is a famous prophet in the Quran, alayhi salatu wasalam. But that's not his name. That's his kunyat. His name is Akhnuch, Enoch. So sometimes the kunyat becomes famous. So maybe with Yahya, that's what happened. His kunyat became famous. But his name is Yahya, not Hanan. Then Allah Ta'ala says in this verse, he's Zaqa. So what does that mean? So in Ibn Kathir's tafsir, sorry, in Ad-Dur al-Mantur, Ibn Jarir Ibn Kathir's tafsir, Ibn Abbas, he said, radiyallahu anhuma, Zakat means he was a blessing. He was a special blessing. So look how interesting the word Zakat, we believe is a pillar of Islam, which is, but it's also an Arabic word, it means pure, to purify. But here Ibn Abbas said, when Allah Ta'ala is calling Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam Zakat, it means he's a special blessing. He's a very special blessing I've bestowed upon humanity. Taqiyya. Ibn Abbas recited, Wakana Taqiyya. He was Taqiyya, means he was pure and had no inclination to sins. He was pure and he had no inclination to sins, meaning he didn't even desire sins. Allah Ta'ala took even that away from him. He was pure and he was not inclined to this in the least. So now, I should have mentioned with regards to Hanan. So it mentions, Imam Qurtubi, rahmatullah alayhi, he said in his tafsir, Hanan with tashdeed is an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means Rahim, the most merciful. Hafiz ibn Kathir, he said in his tafsir, he narrates the long hadith, the relevant part. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person will remain in hellfire for 1,000 years, crying, Ya Hanan, Ya Mannan. And eventually he is taken out, and Allah Ta'ala says, why are you calling me? Because I believe that once you took me out, you will not place me back. And Allah Ta'ala says, yes, you are forgiven. So the relevant part, what is that man of the hellfire crying out for 1,000 years? Ya Hanan. It's one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hanan is tashdeed. It means Rahim, or the most merciful. So imagine for 1,000 years he's in the hell. Ya Hanan, Ya Mannan, Ya Hanan, Ya Mannan. Allah Ta'ala eventually takes him out. And the scholars say, those of you who found it difficult to do dhikr, think about that. He doesn't find it difficult to do it for 1,000 years now in hell. You can't even sit for 5 minutes. Too busy in our important lives. So these are some of the titles here. But there's another passage where Allah Ta'ala gives him other titles. In Surah 3 verse 39. So in Surah 3 verse 39, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a few of the titles to Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam. And he says, وَسَيِّدًا وَحَسُورًا وَنَبِيًّا مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. He is Sayyida. He is Hasura. He is Nabiya. He is amongst the Salihin. So what is this in reference to? So these titles again, given by the authorities. Sayyida. So if you look at the verse, Allah Ta'ala says, he is Sayyida. One meaning here in Ibn Abi Hatim Ibn Kathir's tafsir, it means a wise man. So Sayyida means he is a very wise man. A second meaning, Ibn Abbas said, radiyallahu anhu and others, Sayyida means the noble, wise and pious man. So not only is he a wise man, he's noble and wise, said Ibn Abbas. That's another meaning of Sayyida. So he's wise, he's noble, he's pious. A fourth meaning. In Ibn Kathir's tafsir, Sayyid ibn al-Musayyib said, Sayyid is the scholar, and number five, the faqih. He is a scholar and he is a faqih. The sixth meaning in Ibn Kathir's tafsir, Ikrimah said it refers to a person who is not overcome by anger. Anger doesn't affect him. He's got it under control. He will never be overcome by anger, Sayyida. Mujahid said in Ibn Kathir's tafsir, Sayyida means he is honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is honored. The eighth meaning, he is not overpowered by shaitan. Number nine, he is in control of his passions. And number ten, his tongue is in control. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wa Sayyida, He has got 10 meanings. It means the wise, the noble, the pious, the scholar, the faqih, not overcome by anger, the honored, the not overpowered by shaitan, the one in control of his passions and his tongue. Then Allah Ta'ala says, Hasura. Wa Hasura, what does that mean? In Ibn Kathir's tafsir, he says, this does not mean he refrains from sexual relations with women, but he is immune from illegal sexual relations. It won't affect him. He will never go to the haram. And then Ibn Kathir said something. He said, this does not mean he does not marry women and have relations with them. Because Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam said in his dua for his son, Habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyiba, grant me from you a goodly offspring. Meaning, grant me a son who will have offspring, and Allah Ta'ala knows best. So, according to Ibn Kathir, Hasura, it means he is immune from illegal sexual intercourse. Some scholars say that he's not inclined towards women. That's what it means. He's not inclined to, because he's too focused upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Ibn Kathir said no, because the dua of his father was, bless me with goodly children. He didn't just say one son, dhurriya. So obviously, if he's not inclined, where's all the children going to come from? Right? So Ibn Kathir said this is the meaning. So he is Hannan, he is Zaqah, he is Taqiyya, he is Sayyida, he is Hasura. So somebody goes to you, can you tell me something about Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam? Read the Quran, brother. Right? Allah Ta'ala has given him titles. He goes, eh? He goes, where's the titles? And if you think about it, we don't really need to know anything else. If Allah Ta'ala is bombarding him with titles, and those titles are enough to show his eminence and how Allah Ta'ala answered the dua of his venerable father. So now, what's the meaning of taqiyya? He is not inclined to sin. So there's a report here, which I've mentioned, but I'll mention it again. So the hadith is in Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, number 2294, 2654, 2689, 2736, 2943. Abdullah ibn Abbas, he relates that the Prophet ﷺ, he said, مَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنْ وَلَدِ آدَمَ إِلَّا قَدْ أَخْطَأَ أَوْ هَمَّ. There is none of the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam who does not err or think of erring except Yahya ibn Zakariya alayhi salatu. I mentioned this, I think, a few sessions back. So the Prophet in this report, most say it's authentic, he states that he won't err. Allah Ta'ala protecting him from error. The Prophets are protected from sin, but he's protected from even the error. And he goes, the Prophet himself, why? Because he's taqiyya. Allah Ta'ala tells you that. And what's taqiyya mean? He has no inclination to this. So note, he was an absolute perfect human being. Allah Ta'ala had blessed Zakariya with, alayhi salatu wasalam. So now another thing here, which is worth mentioning. There's a report in Ibn Abi Hatim, Ibn Kathir's Qisas al-Anbiya. Imam Malik, he said, rahmatullah alayh, I was informed that Isa ibn Maryam, alayhi salatu wasalam, and Yahya ibn Zakariya, alayhi salatu wasalam, were cousins. And that the period of their pregnancy happened at the same time. I was also informed that the mother of Yahya, alayhi salatu wasalam, said to her sister Maryam, radiyallahu anha, I see that what is in my womb is prostrating to what is in your womb. Imam Malik added, I see that her saying denotes the preference of Isa to Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam, because Allah the Almighty made him raise the dead and cure the sick. So here Imam Malik added very important details. Isa and Yahya, they were around the same age alayhi salatu wasalam. Yahya was born first. So both of their mothers were pregnant with them. So when we talk about Maryam miraculously getting pregnant, Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam's mother is also pregnant around the same time. According to this, they were cousins. So what does that mean? They were Masih's sons. So Isa's Masih's son is Yahya. Isa's maternal aunt's son is Yahya, and vice versa. They were first cousins. But some say that Maryam, it was her aunt. So it was kind of an uncle cousin, Yahya. But here Imam Malik said this is a proof they were cousins. And what dream did she have? The mothers of the prophets have true dreams. She goes, I dreamt that what's in my womb was prostrating to what's in your womb. So Imam Malik said this indicated that Isa was greater because he was going to be given, obviously, the Injil. So look how interesting. Those Yahya is mentioned first to honor him. Isa was great because he's a Rasul. He's one of the five great ones. Alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he mentions some of the miracles of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Verse 14. And bill to his parents, he was not jabbar or rebellious. So whenever Allah Ta'ala says, وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَيْهِ Birr is a very difficult word to translate. It doesn't mean obedience, that's just one meaning. Birr means absolute service, love, servitude, obedience, piety, acceptance. When you say, when the person comes back from Hajj, what do you say? Hajj mabrur. Does that mean you're serving your Hajj? You know, sort of a stupid statement is that, right? So it doesn't mean that. It means acceptance, a goodly acceptance. That's how you look at your parents. Birr and waliday. People translate it into English and they think that's what the Quran is telling you. It doesn't mean that. It's a very deep word. So Allah Ta'ala says here about Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam, wa barram bi walidayhi. He is absolutely obedient to his parents because he has absolute veneration for them alayhi salatu wasalam. So about the not getting married. So Ibn Kathir said he did. He must have got married. He must have had children. But there's a report in Kanzul Omal, number 43,981. Our beloved messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not keep anyone as a bachelor except Yahya ibn Zakariya. He didn't get married. Alayhi salatu wa sallam. But then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in another report, you must not follow this. So it's interesting. You've got a prophet. So somebody goes, I don't want to get married. He goes, why? Because Yahya, Hanan, Zakat, Sayyida, Hasura, I'm following him. And he goes, no, you're not. Because the Prophet said, not him. Don't follow him. This was unique for him. So is there a way to reconcile the views? Yes. He didn't want to get married. Maybe he didn't get the opportunity because of his short life, which I'll mention. Right? Alayhi salatu wasalam. But what about the dua of his father? So we don't know for certain. But because the Prophet had made a statement, we have to swerve towards this. The Prophet said he was a bachelor, right? Meaning indicating he didn't get married. But the more important thing for this is we don't follow that, the Prophet said. So when people say great people didn't get married, yeah. Which great people? Because Yahya goes, you can't follow him. And there's a lot of wasalam. He goes, what do you mean you can't follow him? He's a great prophet. He goes, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala praises him in the book, but what can't we follow him on? Is there anything we can't follow him on mentioned in the Quran? He made a dua for his father, uncle. Allah Ta'ala goes, no, don't follow him in that. Right? So there's some things we can't follow them in. So people say, oh, great, prophet. Yeah, you keep saying great to the cows come on, brother, but there's certain things we can't follow them in. If Allah Ta'ala tells you that, alayhi salatu wasalam. So now kindness to his parents. There's a report. So this is recorded by Imam Tartushi. He wrote a book on Birr and Walidain. And he said, page 49, Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu, he relates, Yahya ibn Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, he had vowed not to drink cool water till he learned how he stood in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he made a qasam. He goes, Ya Allah, I'm not going to drink any cold water until you inform me that I've got a station with you. His father saw him in this state and he advised him, listen son, consume some barley and water. He immediately broke his vow. Listen to his father. Allah the Almighty praised him for this, in this verse. And he goes, the same words are mentioned also in the hadith. So this verse is actually a reason Allah Ta'ala revealed this. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. And he was utterly obedient, service, honored his parents. He broke his vow. Imagine. Now, why did he make that vow? Imagine, because this shows how pure the prophets are. He was still fearful, thinking, Ya Allah, okay, you know, I'm born miraculously, this, that. But I want to know whether, you know, you've given me, you know, you're happy with me. And he goes, I'm not going to drink cool water until you inform me. And look at the father's love. He goes, son, drink barley and water. And he didn't say, oh no, I vowed, father. He didn't start arguing with him. He straight away broke it. Father probably didn't even know. And then what happened? Allah Ta'ala gave him the tiles. Right? In other words, this is how close you are to me. So what does that tell you about parents? You know, we just square up to a minute. Start, oh, what? You don't know the West society. This, that. West society. Astaghfirullah. You know, and then you know, there's always the shaitan. Shaitan will always provoke you. You know better than your parents. You might, but you can't speak back to them. That's how you get rid of that, which was. If even if you're right, can you speak like that to your parents? No. Then how are you speaking like that to your parents for? So the Quran is telling you. Imagine. Can they be a greater man than Yahya? Alayhi salatu wasalam. So, and then it says, وَلَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّار. He was not Jabbar. What does Jabbar mean? Tyrant. So what is Allah Ta'ala hinting towards? If you disobey your parents, you're a tyrant. People said, mention tyrant. He goes, Firon. He goes, yeah, anybody else? Namrud. He goes, yeah. He goes, you're a tyrant as well, brother. He goes, Astaghfirullah, brother. You're calling me kafir. No, I don't call you kafir. But I think you're a tyrant. And he goes, why are you calling me a tyrant? Because you disobey your parents. Then the guy starts scratching his head. He goes, how can I be a tyrant if I disobey my parents? Because the Quran is telling you that. وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَيْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّار. He was not Jabbar. He was not a tyrant. Oh, rebellious, asiya. So this is a very frightening verse if you think about that. Allah Ta'ala is actually telling you this is a very serious matter. Verse 15. So peace be upon him the day he was born, the day that he dies, and the day that he will be raised up to life again. So here, Sufyan ibn Uyayna, one of the Taba Tabi'een, rahmatullah alayhi, he said, in Ibn Abi Hatim ibn Jarir ibn Kathir's tafsir, he said, the loneliest a man will ever feel is in three situations. The first is on the day he was born. When he sees himself coming out from what he was in, he will feel extremely lonely. The second situation is on the day that he dies, when he sees people that he will not see anymore. The third situation is on the day he is resurrected, when he sees himself in the great gathering by himself. Allah the Almighty and Glorious has exclusively honored Yahya, the son of Zakariyah, alayhi salatu wasalam, by granting him peace in all these three situations. Then he recited this verse. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَيْهَا يَوْمَ وُلِدَ وَيَوْمَ يَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ يُبْعَثُ حَيَّا. So peace be upon him the day that he was born, the day that he dies, and the day he will be raised up to life again. So Sufyan ibn Uyayna says, Allah Ta'ala has honored him again. Three moments where you're feeling extremely vulnerable when you're born. You've got no protection whatsoever. You're completely at the mercy of your parents. The second is when you die, completely vulnerable, and when you resurrect. But Allah Ta'ala says, Yahya is different. When he was born, complete peace. When he was martyred, complete peace. And when he resurrects. And this is his status, Sufyan ibn Uyayna says. This is the immense status of this great and glorious Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam. Also, Hafiz ibn Kathir in Al-Bidayah, he says, in fact, we'll come back to that. So it mentions here, Hassan al-Basri, rahmatullah alayhi, he said, Yahya and Isa met, alayhi salatu wasalam. And Isa, alayhi salatu wasalam, said to Yahya, alayhi salatu wasalam, please make dua for my forgiveness, you are better than me. Yahya alayhi salatu wa salam says, rather, you ask forgiveness for me, for you are better than me. Isa answered, alayhi salatu wa salam, you are better than me, because I invoke peace on myself, but Allah Ta'ala send peace on you. So let's look at this. So they're cousins. And one cousin says to the other, so who says first? So Isa says to Yahya, his older cousin, can make dua that Allah Ta'ala forgives me, because you're better than me. So Yahya says the same. He goes, no, you pray for my forgiveness, you're better than me. So then Isa gives dalil, because you're better than me, because I invoke peace on myself, but Allah Ta'ala sent it on you. Now what does that mean? So in verse 15, who is actually sending peace upon Yahya? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is he doing it on himself?
No.
No. Go a few verses forward. And what does Isa alayhi salatu wasalam say about himself? Verse 33. What does he say?
Peace be upon me.
Peace be upon me. The day that I was born, the day that I die, and the day I shall be raised to life. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam says, you're better than me. Allah Ta'ala said it to you. I'm saying it for myself. So now question, does that mean that they knew the Quran? So this is also indicating that these verses they were aware of. So think about that. You know, when you look at those two verses without any commentary, it looks the same. There's heavens and earth difference. Allah Ta'ala said it to Yahya. And Isa said it to himself. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Meaning, and this is, and who says that's a different? Christ himself. He goes, you're better than me. Allah Ta'ala sent you the peace. Subhanallah. So note, this is actually a report, which is recorded in Hafiz ibn Kathir's Al-Bidayah. And also there's another report. It mentions. So this is recorded by, I'll give you the reference. So, Sheikh Na'imuddin, in his work Jawahir Parih, there's three volume work, Maktaba Qasimiya. So in that work, it mentions, and the reference, exact reference for it, is volume 2, page 168. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he once met Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam would smile a lot. Boy smiling. Yahya would weep a lot. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam asked, Ya Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam, have you lost hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent that your crying doesn't stop? Because why are you always weeping? Have you lost hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam responded, O Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, do you feel so safe from the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you smile all the time? After a while, an angel descended alayhi salatu wasalam and said, Allah the Almighty and Glorious has commanded me to explain his verdict regarding your conditions. O Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, keep smiling in public, but in private weep like Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam. And O Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam, in private keep weeping, but in public smile like your cousin Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. It should not become such that people see a prophet of God in tears all the time. They would lose hope in his mercy when they see you like this. So look how beautiful. This is the conversation they were having. So he starts smiling all the time. Imagine a beautiful smile on his blessed face. And yeah, he's buckets. So they were thinking, oh, it's over. It's over, right? So then Isa alayhi salam approached him. He goes, why are you always crying? He said, you've given up on the mercy. And he goes, why are you always smiling? He goes, you think you're protected. And then Allah sends an angel, and look how beautiful, because they're both doing good. He goes, you smile in public, oh yeah, yeah, just like your cousin, but in private, you keep doing what you're doing. And you, oh Isa, he goes, you keep smiling, but in private, you weep like your cousin. Look how beautiful that is. And also, it shows they were so close to each other. They loved each other too much, right? Though they were prophets and messengers, alayhi salatu wasalam. And inshallah, I will mention other things in the next session. So I'll recite the verses and we will conclude. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وحنانا من لدن وزقا وكان تقيا وبرا بوالديه ولم يكن جبارا عصيا وسلام عليه يوم ولد ويوم يموت ويوم يبعث حيا. We pray to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes the Quran the Rabi of our hearts. And I pray to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He forgives me for any edits which I may have inadvertently ordered. Subhanahu wa bihamdi, subhanahu wa ta'ala, bihamdika, ashru la ilahi illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayka, wa bilayim shaitan anjim, subhanahu wa rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, wal asr, in lisan lafi khusr, alladhina aminu wa amilu s-salihan, wa asbil haq, wa asbil salam, wa 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 salam,